Hi everyone, I'm Jack from Jack's English.
And I'm Luke from Learn English Like a Pro, and welcome to the 7th episode of this Learn English podcast. This podcast is designed to help you improve your listening skills by listening to our natural English discussions.
Yes, and today we're talking about smartphones. Yeah. And don't forget, you can download a free podcast handout in the description. You'll find it in the description of the YouTube video or the podcast. And on there, you'll find some listening questions and answers and all of the interesting vocabulary and expressions we use in this podcast. So Don't forget that. It's very useful for you. So as I said, we're talking about smartphones today. Mm. And the first section is I just want to know, what's your smartphone and how do you usually use it?
Okay, so I have an iPhone 8. And I, by the way, I'm a big iPhone lover, so I will upgrade soon. I use it for a lot of things. So I use social media quite a lot for my business, Learn English Like a Pro. And I use it for different apps like Memrise and Duolingo for language learning. And but I think mostly I use it for messaging my family through using apps like WhatsApp.
Yes.
Yeah. How about you? Anything different?
Well, I've got a different phone for a start. Mm. It's an old phone now, actually. It's a Samsung S7.
Okay.
It's pretty outdated now. Really? Right? I think we're on to S10s or S11s now. I'm not sure, but I've had it for 3 years and it's still going strong.
Mm.
I still quite like it. It's okay. It's getting a bit slow now.
Okay.
But I use it for, I think, a few different things. Obviously, YouTube is a big one.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. I also use that a lot for YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's such a big part of my life. Mm. Whether I'm laying on my bed watching YouTube videos or simply I'm playing it while I'm cooking or something like that. You know, it's just on in the background.
Yeah,
I listen to podcasts through YouTube as well.
Yeah.
I've got a few favorites on there, like Joe Rogan podcast and a few others I really like listening to. So YouTube is a big one. I also do have the podcast application, the Google Podcasts, which is where you can find us. We are on there now.
Also on the Apple Podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So I do like podcasts. And again, you know, even when I'm taking a shower, I put my phone on the side, blasting a podcast. And I'm listening to that while I'm taking a shower.
You are a content junkie.
Yes. Yeah. I consume so much content.
Okay.
And then on top of that, I do play a game now and again. Mm. I always have at least one game on the phone just to kill time.
Yeah.
And I use it for work as well. It's a big tool for work. You know, I use KakaoTalk, which is the messaging service. I think just here in Asia, KakaoTalk.
I think just in Korea, to be honest.
Oh, is it just Korea? Yeah,
right.
So I use that for my business and FaceTiming with parents and things like that. So to be honest, my smartphone is a huge part of my life.
Oh, mine too. Yeah. Really. I hate to admit it because I'm not like a young person anymore, but I would find it very difficult to spend a day without my phone.
Yes.
It would be very weird.
It would be uncomfortable, wouldn't it?
It would be, even things like just going around the city.
Yeah.
I rely so heavily on my GPS, or, you know, Google Maps, for example, to get from place A to place B. I remember I did lose my phone and I had to get a new one, but I went a whole week without a phone. This was like 2 years ago.
Mm.
And it was tough. I got lost.
Really?
Like, I got really lost. I haven't been lost for a long time. And I was like, wow, I don't know the way. Like, where do I go now? I haven't got anything to check. And to ask someone, that's so, such a pre-2000s thing to do.
it is. It's very, asking someone for directions all the time.
Yeah.
That used to be, standard question. But who does that now? Who needs that?
Exactly.
I'm so reliant on it as well. Mm. I couldn't imagine spending time away from it. Do you know how long you use it a day? Have you ever checked, in one of those applications?
I have checked on the iPhone. If you you swipe up on the home screen, it tells you how much.
Oh, it does.
Tells you how much time you use it per day and gives you an average. And I use mine for 4 hours, 4.5 hours per day,
okay,
on average, which I think is quite low, actually. However, I do use my laptop a lot as well. So
I'm not sure for me. I've never checked I don't think we have the same function on Samsung, certainly not on my model.
Yeah.
But I do know that there's plenty of applications and I should check. I'm a bit scared to check, actually. I think that the time could be shockingly high, especially when it's like on in the kitchen or something like that. But I'm so reliant. And I was thinking that the other day, I was watching a documentary and it was back, maybe around 2000. And I think it was a travel documentary or something like that. And they were going around the city and they were looking at a map. And I was thinking, it would be, I couldn't imagine that now.
Yeah.
That we'd have to actually have a paper map and, you know, we'd have to check that and, or perhaps it's in a book or something. But now everything is just Google Maps, isn't it?
It's crazy. I actually, when I first learned to drive, I used a map a lot. I would map, if I was going out of my city into a new place, I would look at a map, find the directions, written, take notes on a piece of paper, then drive.
totally the same.
I'm not that old.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
I was only, that would have been 10, 12 years ago.
Yes, exactly the same for me. I always had that giant sort of A3 size map in the passenger seat and I checked that. It's funny to think back to that. So that kind of leads on to the next thing, and I think this is something perhaps we're guilty of. What do you think about smartphone addiction? Is there an issue for you or any family members?
Like I said, I think personally I would have a hard time without my phone. I don't want to use the word addicted because that's a very strong word. However, I am very reliant on my phone, and you know, addiction. It's a fine line between reliant and addicted to something. So, I don't know. In my family, no, not really. I think my family are pretty reasonable and responsible with their phone usage. However, I do have a couple students who I would class as addicted to their phones.
Why? What do they do?
Well, firstly, they can't do anything without looking at their phone first. Mm. So if I ask them a question in the classroom, they have to check something on their phone. And I ask them, like, oh, please don't use your phone. Now, this is the language classroom, and, you know, this is time for you to think. Like, oh, I'm just checking a word. Like, this very natural response. And, like, don't you believe me? Kind of attitude. So, I think addiction is on the rise. Smartphone addiction is a very dangerous addiction, and it's definitely on the rise for younger people, a bit younger than us.
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
Although having said that, I do have some adult students and they've even, we've talked about this in my classes. It's a, you know, very popular point to talk about, popular subject, smartphones. And some of them have admitted even smartphone games. You know, they're sort of in their 40s and they've got these, I don't know, kind of character development games, RPGs, I think, and they admitted, I spend far too much time on that.
I'm lucky. I don't really like games, like phone games or PlayStation games. I don't like them that much. I've never had that drive or kind of the, you know, feeling of wanting to play a game like that, which I think those games are designed to be very addictive, right?
Yeah, they are. As you said, they're designed for that, aren't they? Yeah. They make sure that, you know, you're getting new things and upgrading those things. And it's always some kind of development in the game. And I think that keeps you coming back for more.
I think so, right.
And paying more.
Yes.
So for me, regarding smartphone addiction, I'd say I'm similar to you. It's borderline in terms of time. I think I use it so much. But would I feel anxiety if I didn't have my phone? Perhaps not too much, especially if I wasn't thinking about contacting or anything like that. But yes, it is borderline addiction with the time, considering the time. So lastly, and perhaps we should think about smartphone addiction as well.
Yeah.
But I think there are positives. How are smartphones affecting the younger generation?
Well, it's a really good question. I don't think anyone knows the answer right now because the young generation are just moving up now into probably teenagers, the kids that grew up with smartphones. We'll have to wait and see, really. But I think in terms of a negative way, that these kids will likely have addiction problems with phones because it's so reliant on the stimulus that phones give them.
Yes.
However, I don't view smartphones as a solely negative issue. Mm-hmm. I think that's what a smartphone does. It enables you to gather information anywhere you are in the world. Mm-hmm. So I think that young people, now they're probably about 15 years old, will be far better equipped at finding useful information to better their lives. Okay. And also maybe deciphering what is kind of fake news, real news, trustworthy and not. Much better so than our generation.
Yes, I wonder if perhaps with the younger generation, they actually need lessons for that. You know, to distinguishing between the types of information you can receive and the fact that nowadays there's a lot of disinformation.
Yes.
You know, people are purposely creating this fake news, which hear so much. And perhaps there needs to be some education for that, right?
Yeah, I think so. I'll tell the podcast listeners that actually my wife is now pregnant.
Yes,
so congratulations. Obviously this is going to be an issue that we have to deal with in a couple of years. You know, when the baby grows up to about 5 or 6 or 7, then he or she might be asking for a phone, and we have to make a decision whether to give the phone or not. I think definitely smartphone education is essential for young children.
And even when they're sort of, it's sad to say, but 1 or 2 years old, and they just want to look at it.
Right.
So actually I have some students who have a baby, two Chinese students of mine, and they have a baby, lovely baby.
Yeah.
But she's seen that phone and she finds it so interesting, just the shapes colors. And the colors, and she wants to touch it and she wants to look at it and play with it. And it's scary how they want to use it so much. You know, it's so tempting for them.
I think children imitate parents.
Mm.
Right.
Yes.
So if the parents are using their phones constantly around the child, then that child might grow up thinking like, oh, this is a natural thing for humans to do. So I think parents have a responsibility not to use their phone too much around their kid.
Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah.
But going back to what we said earlier, as you said, not all bad, right?
Yes.
You know, they've got access to such a huge amount of information. I hope their homework is going to improve, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
When I was young, I was using encyclopedias, paper encyclopedias.
It's crazy how inefficient that is.
It's unbelievable looking back.
Yeah.
And I hated it. I hated going through the encyclopedias and finding the Romans, and it was awful. But they've got all this information at their fingertips, and hopefully they use it well.
I think we can look at this in a positive way and, you know, think positively towards our children, and think, it will in the end better their lives.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
So interesting discussion.
Yeah. Thanks,
I
Jack.
Always like to talk about smartphones. I think it's something that's developing so quickly.
Right.
So thanks for listening to today's podcast, episode 7.
Yeah. Thank you, everyone. If you enjoyed this, please give it a thumbs up on YouTube or, a like or wherever you're listening to it. And if you have any questions, leave them in the comments section and we will definitely get back to you.
Yes. Thanks for watching today's podcast. We'll be back soon. Have a great week.
Cheers.
Bye-bye.